Good. How's it going?
Pretty good. Loving this beautiful sunshine and
liquid sunshine, Adam.
The rain. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, and this is the city of trees, remember?
Right. So they're getting their needed water this morning. That's for darn sure.
Hey, we had a question earlier today, and I don't know you would even be expected to know the answer to this. What does draining a water tower have to do with developing water leaks in 11 different places?
Well, I do know a little bit about that, Keith, because my entire morning yesterday was spent working on those issues.
I bet.
To get the word out about what was going on, but we did. We had our water tank at 17th Street and the bypass there. We had to drain that for some routine painting that we're going to be doing over the next month or so.
Now, Rob wants to know, why? Do you paint the inside?
Why are we painting? Why?
See, you do paint the inside.
But why?
Because you need to have a nice, safe, and sanitary tank to hold all that water that the folks in Bloomington are going to drink. And so, you know, every, you know, 5, 10, you know, this, I think we've been about 15 years on this one, but you repaint both the inside and the outside. And when you drain that much water out of a tank, there tends to be some pressure issues with the water. And the spots that we had, we had 6 water main breaks yesterday. Mm-hmm. And the spots where that occurred, you know, are some of the older parts of the system. Maybe it's a pipe 50 or 60 years old, or, you know, it basically exposed some weaknesses within the system, but that's pretty natural when you're undertaking such a big project.
But Adam, when you say water main, does that mean a pipe or does it mean a fire hydrant kind of thing?
Yeah, that means a pipe that would also feed a water hydrant,
okay.
But, you know, there's hundreds and hundreds of miles of water pipe under the roads of Bloomington that, you know, obviously serve all the residents. And, you know, those pipes range from 2-inch pipes to 12-inch pipes to 24-inch pipes. And even the pipes that feed into the town are about 36 inches. So you've got these pipes underground, and, you know, as the earth shifts and as all the different environmental, you know, aspects of heating and cooling throughout the year. You know, yesterday was just a day where the routine aspect of it became a little more hectic than we expected.
How do you find a leak like that, or a break? Is it because the water starts to come through the surface, or?
Yeah, absolutely. You know,
okay.
Sometimes, you know, there's some pretty wild video footage out there of water main breaks across the world where, you know, sometimes it'll some of the biggest pipes, it'll open up a pretty large size hole in the road or on the ground, but the water will come up through the surface, whether it's through a crack or through, you know, just some imperfect surfaces there, and you'll see that water come up, and, you know, good citizens of Bloomington report those things to us right away, and we, you know, send the crews out and get the utility line locates done and, you know, make those repairs as quickly as possible.
So you had that many water main situations all at the same time? Do you have enough people to handle all that all at once?
You know, big shout out to our crews at the
utility
department yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, we do. We have, it's called our transmission and distribution department of the utility, where they are the guys that, the folks that get out there and repair those water main breaks. And so we had, you know, obviously 6 active crews yesterday out there working the water main breaks. And then, you know, after, and once the repair on the water line's made, that's not the end of it. You know, you gotta fill the road back in.
Yeah, what's the status of the boil orders?
You know, we still do have some boil orders in effect until probably later this afternoon. There's a whole process to go through on testing the water and such. But when you have these breaks, you know, the water, for the most part, is probably just as sanitary as always, but it's a precautionary boil order. We ask folks in the affected areas to boil the water for 5 minutes if they're going to be consuming it. And so we'll have some more information. We'll be getting information out later today through the media outlets if those boil orders are lifted in those specific 11 areas.
Okay.
You know, and that's not a boil order for the entire city of Bloomington by any means. It's 11 very specific areas and streets and, you know, condominium associations and such like that. So
we're speaking with Adam Wason, who is the deputy mayor of the city of Bloomington. Adam, what else is going on?
Well, you know, after yesterday's busy day, we've got a big weekend coming up here. We've got this will be the first Saturday of the month at the farmers market, so we'll have the Fair of the Arts, the big where the entire plaza area of City Hall has all the artist vendors and So that'll be taking place with the farmer's market this Saturday.
What's the special vegetable or whatever? You usually highlight something.
You know, we're starting to get into the later harvesting season, Keith, so you'll be seeing some eggplants and some squashes and in addition to all the regular varieties.
Can I get the good farmer's corn?
The corn.
Corn. Oh, man. Corn on the cob.
Like the old Indiana sweet corn. Yep.
Mm.
But we've had a couple other good things going on. We had 35 of our local, actually 40-plus of our local teenagers take part in the Bloomington Police Department Teen
that.
Academy.
Yeah.
And they did some, you know, those 40 kids got to experience what it's like to go through training to become a police officer. So, you know, hopefully we've got some future Bloomington police officers that we took through that course this week.
Good for you guys.
Yeah, it was exciting. You know, 40 kids that just got to go through a lot of different exercises and see what it means to protect and serve the community.
So you get your kids back in school okay on Monday?
Yep. Caleb's up at North, and he got everything seemed to go well. He's a Cougar leader up there, so he's helping some of the underclassmen get acclimated to their new environment and you know, and then he gets to go out and do his cross country after school, running those 90-degree afternoons.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I didn't. You
that's
know,
dedication.
Bloomington's not all flat either.
No, he tells us about his runs where they'll head out of North High School there and then mm-hmm. head to the hills at Cascade Park
mm-hmm.
and do their different running exercises. And I tell him I'm proud of him and that I admire his work ethic, but I don't think I'd join for those runs.
Hey, do you have anything else, or you have trivia for us today?
I got one other. We're doing
okay.
We've got an opportunity through our fire department. The fire department's doing some public information officer training. They'll be doing that on August 11th through the 13th. We've got our battalion chief Tanya Daffron, who's a certified trainer there, and she's actually taking some more spots. And so, if you're interested in becoming a public information officer, somebody that reports with within emergency situations, natural disasters, you can call her at 349-3896.
Okay.
So that's the first time we're offering that one.
Sounds good.
Yep, so we've kept busy. I'll give you a real quick trivia.
Okay.
This much-loved American entertainer was born on this date in 1911. She holds the record for appearing on the most covers of TV Guide. And they issued a stamp in her honor in 2001.
You know who it is, right?
I think. I would take the guess and say it's Lucille Ball.
Yes, Rob, you are correct.
See, I was thinking of Carol Burnett, but then it was like...
Well, 1911, that's awful early for...
well, you didn't say whether she was alive or dead.
Yeah, but still, I don't think Carol Burnett's that old.
Well,
1911, you think Carol Burnett's 104 years old?
Is that what the... I don't do the math that well. Hey, Adam, we have one. We don't know the answer to this one yet. But the keys on the flag for the Vatican, on the right-hand side of the flag, whose keys are they? And the choices are St. John, St. Peter, St. Patrick's, or St. Paul's?
Oh, I'm going to go St. Patrick's.
Okay.
Just because a little tiny bit of Irish heritage, I suppose.
Okay. Well, keep listening because we haven't quite finished it yet, and we won't check the answers till we finish it.
All righty.
We'll look forward to talking to you next Thursday. You have a great
one. All right.
Thanks for joining us.
Take care.
Adam Weissen, the deputy mayor of the city of Bloomington.